Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Oh my God, Ross, too laid back.
The prosecution barrister is summing up the state's case, and she's going through honour like a pregnancy rumour through a nunnery. She's like, members of the jury, whatever your politics and whatever sympathies you may have in this case, these were not, as the defence would have it, victimless crimes. Honour O'Carroll Kelly acted coldly, calculatedly, and with malice aforethought, slashing the tires of scores and scores of hard-working people who rely on their cores to go about the business of their daily lives. Honor is just like glowering at the woman. She has her middle finger extended and she's pretending to scratch her nose with it, something I do whenever a Munster player is being interviewed on TV. She did it, the barrister goes, in full understanding of the gravity of her actions, which was evidenced by the photocopied letter she left on each windscreen, signed by the SUV Avenger, lecturing her victims, yes, victims, about the damage they were doing to the environment. Honor pretends to sneeze then, but instead of achoo, she goes, fuck you. Another trick she learned from me. Honor O'Carroll Kelly, the woman goes, is not the victim in all of this, despite what you've heard over the past 3 days. She is a highly intelligent young woman from a privileged background. Sarah, beside me, whispers, please don't mention Mount Anvil. Please don't mention Mount Anvil. Who has had every opportunity in life, a highly educated, and, as we saw from her success in eluding capture for 7 months, a clever and resourceful person who chose to express herself through acts of vandalism against hard-working people. And that's why I would urge the jury to find her guilty on all counts. Now it's Honor's barrister's turn to sum up. The dude gets to his feet. Sirica grips my thigh and squeezes it very tightly. I'm there, Sirica, he's got this. And as he played rugby with the dude, remember?
She's like, that's what your confidence is based on.
Hey, I go,
this is Ireland.
The dude's big booming voice suddenly fills the room. He goes, you've heard money mentioned. You've heard education mentioned. You've heard privilege mentioned. Well, what is privilege? Privilege is a perceived advantage that supposedly accrues to someone by virtue of their birth or social standing. But how many of us in this courtroom know what it's like to grow up in a home like Honor O'Carroll Kelly's? How many of us know what it's like to be raised by a half-crazed mother operating on the lunatic edges of environmental activism? Sirica really digs her fingers into my thigh now. I'm there.
Just hold it together for a few minutes, will you?
A woman, the dude goes, who, by her own admission, has voted for the Green Party, not in every second election like most normal people, but in every election since she was eligible to vote.
There's quite a bit of muttering in the court at that. The dude's like, what does it mean to be a child of privilege when your mother, not just your role model, remember, but all points on your moral compass, has an arrest record that would rival that of most career criminals. In 1993, aged 14, she was arrested for throwing a bucket of red paint over a woman leaving a Furriers on Grafton Street.
I have a good chuckle at that one. The woman was my old dear. She never found out that it was Sirica.
In 1995, he goes, aged 16, she was arrested after spray painting the words, Shell oils the wheels of Nigeria's dictatorship on the wall of the Nigerian embassy in Dublin.
Sirica suddenly shouts,
I didn't spray paint it. It was like a banner.
The judge goes, you will control yourself or I will have you removed from this court. Honor's barrister sad smiles the jury and goes, Honor O'Carroll Kelly is a victim in all of this, despite what you've heard to the contrary. She is a victim of her mother's overweening compulsion to be seen as a good and virtuous person, which she presented as concern for the fate of the planet. The message in the photocopied letter that was left on those car windscreens, this stuff was drilled into Honor day after day, hour after hour, minute after minute. Could a child raised in this manner be anything other than what she is? A sort of environmentalist Manchurian candidate, brainwashed by her mother, then weaponized.
After 3 days of this, Surika suddenly can't listen to any more.
Oh my God, she goes at the top of her voice as well. You are like totally mischaracterizing my relationship with my daughter.
The judge goes, this is your final chance. One more outburst and I shall jail you for contempt. The barrister dude looks at the jury, then at Surika, then back at the jury, as if to say, I rest my case. Literally, because he doesn't say shit after that. The jury heads off to deliberate, and we head for the Chancery Inn, a pub I'm far more familiar with than I should be. It's where I waited for the verdict in my old man's corruption trial, guilty, and my old dear's trial for the murder of her second husband, not guilty, and I honestly thought I'd seen the last of the place. We're some family in fairness to us. I order a pint of the obvious and Surika and Honor ask for water. But then Hennessy bursts in and goes, cancel that order! Champagne! Bottle of my usual! Because, yeah, no, his face wouldn't be unknown in here either.
Surika goes, is that not a bit premature?
Hennessy's there. The jury pity her! I could see it in their faces. What a performance!
Honor smiles. She loves positive feedback. She didn't lick that up off the ground either. We're in the pub for like 3 hours and I'm on my sixth pint when word filters back that the jury has reached its verdict. We sprint back to the court and arrive just as they're filing in.
Surika goes, they're looking directly at Honor. I'm trying to remember from like previous trials if that's like a good thing or a bad thing.
I'm actually shaking when the judge looks at the foreman and goes, on the charge of causing criminal damage to 150 cars, do you find the defendant guilty or not guilty? And I end up nearly keeling over when the dude goes, guilty.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.